Always be like the rivers and the woodlands, wild and free. I got 100 years of down home running through my blood. I was born country, and this country's what I love. I was born country.
Serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods, 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
This is a special report from ABC News. Vice presidential debate, I'm Sherry Preston. The pundits with their opinions on how each candidate did in the vice presidential debate last night on CBS. Former Trump White House chief of staff Reince Priebus praised J.D. Vance's performance.
He went head on against this narrative that he's this snarky, unlikable guy. And he talked about the American dream and his life and the beginning and the end. Waltz lied about Tiananmen Square and he couldn't get his story straight.
And ABC News political contributor Donna Brazile, a former aide to Al Gore, said Tim Walz did well.
For explaining sometime the difficulty of trying to figure out where J.D. Vance and Donald Trump stands on the important issues. Look, the governor had to do one thing tonight, and that was to close the deal with voters. And I think he did that for Kamala Harris.
It was the first and will be the last time the nominees will appear together on the debate stage. The 2024 November 5th election, now a little over a month away. This is ABC News. Police in Thailand have arrested the driver of a bus that caught fire, taking kids and teachers on a school trip. 23 people died in that crash. Anyone taking a break from student loan payments, guess what? The break is over.
A year-long grace period for student loan borrowers ended on September 30th. It allowed borrowers who were struggling to make payments avoid the risk of defaulting and hurting their credit score. A separate program known as Fresh Start is also ending, and President Biden's SAVE program is on hold. No matter what kind of plan you have, experts say a good first step is to talk to your lender if you're having problems. The important thing, they say, is pay at least something each month. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
And a painting once derided by an Italian woman as horrible may be worth a fortune. In 1962, an Italian junk dealer found a painting rolled up in a basement. His wife absolutely hated it, but they kept it for decades. The couple's son finally took it to get appraised. Could be a Picasso. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Civic Media News, I'm Derek Tritz. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A suspect sits in an Arizona jail, accused of a brutal murder in southeast Wisconsin last weekend. Teresa De Jesus Cruz Rubio's headless body was found in Glendale Friday night. Her son allegedly confessed to investigators that he killed her. Police found him after they spotted her car in Phoenix Saturday morning. Donald Trump in Wisconsin claiming Iran's missile attack on Israel Tuesday would not have happened if he were still president. He blames the Biden-Harris administration.
And now we have them in charge of potentially World War III, and World War III is going to be like no other if it happens because of nuclear weapons and other weapons of mass destruction.
Trump is the first Republican to campaign in Dane County since Bob Dole in 1996. Kamala Harris campaigns in the Fox Valley Thursday. And that's what you need to know. I'm Derek Tritz, and this is Civic Media News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Brume, and here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. This weekend, Saturday and Sunday, October 5th and 6th, Wildwood Wildlife Park Zoo and Safari is having their third annual Pumpkin Patch event. You can hop on the tram ride, take the safari, and get dropped off in their homegrown pumpkin patch, where you can hand-pick your very own pumpkin. There'll also be snacks and drinks, all while you and your children play games. And then when you're ready to leave, just get back on the tram, where it will take you back to the parking lot. Once again, this is this weekend, Saturday starting at 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Sunday, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. as well. Stop on by Wildwood Wildlife Park Zoo and Safari in Minocqua to find pumpkins, games, a tram ride to and from the pumpkin patch, more pumpkins, photo opportunities, refreshments, even more pumpkins, and don't forget you can actually pick your own pumpkin. Did we mention they have pumpkins? Because they have a lot of pumpkins. Please stop by and pick some. I'm Austin Brume, and this has been local Civic Media News.
And now a look at today's funeral notices. Dorothy M. Hanisch, 92, of Phillips, passed away on September 26th at Park Manor Nursing Home in Park Falls. She is survived by her children, Peter and Tim, further survived by her grandchildren, by her great-grandchildren, and by her sisters, Connie Kochi and Mildred Trzezinski. Massive Christian burial to be held 11 a.m. Wednesday, October 2nd at St. Teresa of Lisieux Catholic Church in Phillips. Visitation will be held 9:30 a.m. until the start of the Mass. The Heindel-Nimsgern Funeral and Cremation Services are assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Dorothy M. Hanisch, 92, of Phillips. Robert Heimerl, 79, of Brantwood, was called home by our Lord on Monday, September 23rd. He is survived by his wife of 50 years, Sandy, by his brothers, Frank, Leonard, Alfred, Jerome, Roman, and Bernie. Further survived by his sisters, Marilyn Habersetzer, by Jeanette Mueller, and by Janice, and also survived by many nieces and nephews. Massive Christian burial will be 11 a.m. Saturday, October 5th, at St. John the Baptist Church, located in Prentice. Visitation will start at 9 a.m. and will continue until the time of the service. The Heindel-Nimsgern Funeral and Cremation Services are assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Robert Heimerl, 79, of Brentwood. Donald A. Hill, 69, of Phillips, passed away suddenly on Friday, September 20th, at Marshfield Hospital in Marshfield. Donnie is survived by his sister, Linda, by his brothers, Terry and James, and by his brother-in-law, and by his sister-in-law, along with many beloved nieces and nephews. Celebration of life will take place at a later date. Heindel-Nimsgern Funeral Home is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Donald A. Hill, 69, of Phillips. Matthew David Beaver, age 53, of Ellsworth, died on September 24th. He is survived by his parents, further survived by his two children, Isaac and Emma Beaver, of Ancaster, Ontario, by three brothers, Carrie of Woodruff, Brad of Rice Lake, and Jason of Wausau. Survived also by the mother of his children, Sarah, and by many nieces, nephews, and other relatives and friends. Celebration of life to be held 1 p.m. Saturday, October 2nd, at the Lanes in Park Falls. Private interment with military honors under the auspices of the Park Falls American Legion Post will take place at Nola Cemetery in Park Falls. Birch Street Funeral Service is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Matthew David Beaver, 53, of Ellsworth. The funeral notices are a service of the Heindel-Nimsgern Funeral Services of Phillips and Prentice. The funeral notices are heard Monday through Friday at 7 and noon. A complete listing of area obituaries can be found at 98qcountry.com. When difficult times come, we are most often helped by our faith and the love and support of others. The death of a loved one can be one of the most trying events of our lives. Birch Street Funeral Service has been assisting our communities through the difficult times. Their caring staff will manage the details when death occurs so that you can take the time you need to grieve your loss and share memories of better times. Birch Street Funeral Service offers many options for burial, cremation, funerals, memorial services, and life celebrations. The professionals at Birch Street Funeral Service also specialize in pre-planning and cemetery monuments. They are available 24 hours a day and serve the entire Northwoods of Wisconsin. Visit them on Facebook.
The Brewers face elimination tonight. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. The Brewers will play the Mets today in Game 2 of the best-of-three wildcard round. Yesterday, the Mets defeated the Brewers 8-4, retiring the final 17 batters to take the win. Manager Pat Murphy said the Brewers will need to respond today after not being able to put anything together late in yesterday's game.
This team has responded in all those. Remember, the Dodgers beat the daylights out of us twice. We responded. The Yankees beat the daylights out of us twice. We responded. I think we'll respond.
First pitch is after 6:30 p.m. If the Brewers win, they'll play a decisive Game 3 tomorrow evening. The Green Bay Packers will try to bounce back this week as they play the L.A. Rams on Sunday after losing last weekend to the Minnesota Vikings. Kickoff this Sunday against the Rams is after 3 p.m. on Sunday. The Milwaukee Bucks announced their 2024 training camp roster on Monday. Camp begins tomorrow for the Bucks. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cusco with Civic Media Sports.
A couple local sports notes. The Phillips Logger volleyball team, they traveled to Abbotsford for a Merriwood Conference game last night. The Logger is dropping the match 3-1. The match for Friday coming up against Washburn, by the way, for Logger fans. That match on Friday has been canceled, so the next action for the varsity Phillips team will be on Tuesday when they will take on Athens. Athens comes to Phillips. The Butternut Middle School basketball team hosted Mercer last night for an 8th grade game. The Midgets missed some bunnies early on, but they got it together and they erupted for a 50-12 victory in that contest. The Butternut Girls Middle School now 6-3. They will host LCO in their next game tomorrow on Thursday. And the Lakeland tennis team continues to roll. Sarah Barton in number one singles and Nora Strasberg in number two singles. They roll to a 7-0 match win over Merrill. Sports on 98Q this morning brought to you by Wolf Farms.
Did you know that you could be eating pork raised right here in the Northwoods? Bacon, chops, sausage, and even ribs born and raised just over the hill from your backyard. I'm talking about Wolf Farms in Shanna Golden. They're raising pigs the American family way. No unnecessary chemicals, just sweat, elbow grease, and love for the work. Add it all together and you've got the best meat raised in the state. They're taking orders now on all of the above, plus whole or half hogs with local delivery. How do you spell perfect pork? W-U-L-F-F-A-R-M-S. Find Wolf Farms on Facebook or call them 715-663-1255.
I don't know about other states, but in Wisconsin, we help our neighbors and love our communities. But California mega millionaire Eric Hovde doesn't seem to get that. Maybe that's why he questioned whether children should be able to stay on their parents' insurance until they're 26. And whether people in nursing homes should be able to vote. Hovde called for raising the retirement age for hardworking Wisconsinites and making obese people pay more for health care. And a Hovde company even spent decades trying to demolish the building housing Madison's oldest family-owned bar, something they finally did this year, shuttering a treasured neighborhood institution for good. That is not how we do things in Wisconsin. And that is why we can't let California mega millionaire Eric Hovde represent us. Paid for by a Better Wisconsin Together Action. ABWT-action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Here's your extended summer text to win contest keyword for today. It's ducks, D-U-C-K-S, ducks. Just text us that word at some point today. Get that Civic Media app on your Android or iPhone. Hit 98Q text and get us the word ducks, D-U-C-K-S. The winner today going to get four passes to Mount Olympus, the indoor water park, and also the Pirates Cove Golf, the original Ducks. Both of those, of course, a little bit time sensitive with those winding down the seasons, but also four passes to the top secret attraction. So four passes to four different attractions at the Dells. There'll be another winner announced tomorrow. Our winner yesterday was Eddie Busta, and the winner on Monday was Patricia Lesniewski. So you could be the winner today. Text us the keyword ducks to get yourself in for the Dells ticket package. This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Northwoods weather.
Sunny and breezy today, and it'll be mild too. Our high 73 this afternoon. The wind southwest at 15 to 25, gusting to near 35 at times. Clear tonight, will drop to 39 tomorrow, partly cloudy 64. On Friday, sunshine with a high of 65. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 43.
98Q Country.
Spent $48 last night.
She's got me saying sugar pie, honey, darling, and dear. I ain't seen the Braves play a game all year. I'm gonna get fired if I don't get some sleep. My long-lost buddies say I'm getting in too deep. But I like it, I love it, I want some more of it. I try so hard, I can't rise above it. Don't know what it is about that little gal's loving. But I like it, I love it, I want some more of it. Daddy tried to teach me courtesy, but it never sank in till that girl got a hold of me. Now I'm holding umbrellas and opening up doors. I'm taking out the trash and I'm sweeping my floor. I'm crossing my fingers and counting every kiss, praying that it keeps.
When dreams weren't coming true, I'd reach for inspiration. Sometimes it would be you. I'd hear you on the radio. I sure didn't like your sound. Say it's good to know. Country boys around. From the smoke, it's hard to tell what's coming down the line. We heard you were on fast train coming out of Caroline. We wondered what you were hauling when you rolled into town. Say it's good to know there's still a few old country boys around. You must have felt that same old feeling more than once or twice. Guitars pressed against our hearts under the neon lights. I've got to say that feeling is the best that I have found. Lord, it's good to know there's still a few country boys around.
and how love's done you wrong. As long as there's a jukebox and a honky-tonk in town, it's good to know there's still a few old country boys around. It's good to know there's still a few country boys around. If I told you about my little nothing town, the two-room house where I came from, the man that I got my name from, I don't even know where he is now. What if I told you sometimes I lose my faith? I wonder why someone like you would even talk to me. What if I told you there's no fixing me? 'Cause everybody's already tried. Would you stay? Would you leave? I could wait. Eventually, if I told you all the stupid things I've done, I blamed on me and you, but I was old enough to know. I know if I told you the mess that I can be when there's no one there to see, could you look the other way? Could you love me? Staying here, my dreams are a million miles away, and I know your family's gonna want you to stay. You know what? I don't blame them. So I'll say what I don't want to, and I'll just pray you want what I do. Before we go any further here, let a week turn into another year. There's some things you probably don't want to hear, but you have to. If I told you, sometimes I get jealous, sometimes I'm half crazy, would you say the hell with me, the hell with me? If I told you, I barely know what love is, but girl, if that's what this, you love me anyway, please. 'Cause you love me anyway. How could you love me anyway? How could you love me anyway?
Splash.
Hey guys, I'm Post Malone.
Definitely the hottest.
You don't get to care where I'm waking up these days. It ain't your place.
It's just this great music.
98Q Country.
Jack and Diane painted a picture of my life and my dreams. Suddenly this crazy world made more sense to me. Well, I heard it today and I couldn't help but sing along. 'Cause every time I hear that song, and I go back to a two-tone short bed Chevy, driving my first love out to the levee, living life with no sense of time. And I go back to the feel of a 50-yard line, a blanket, a girl, some raspberry wine, wishing time would stop right in its tracks. And every time I hear that song, I go back. Baby, at frat parties, college bars, just trying to impress the ladies. Well, I heard it today and I couldn't help but sing along. 'Cause every time I hear that song, and I go back to the smell of an old gym floor and the taste of salt on a Carolina shore after graduation and drinking goodbye to friends. I go back to watching summer fade to fall, growing up too fast, and I do recall wishing time would stop right in its tracks. Every time I hear that song, I go back, I go back. We all have a song that somehow stamped our lives, it takes us to another place and time. So I go back to the pew, preacher and a choir, singing about God and brimstone and fire, and the smell of Sunday chicken after church. And I go back to the loss of a real good friend and the 16 summers I shared with him. Now only the good die young stops me in my tracks. Every time I hear that song, I go back, I go back to the feel of a 50-yard line, a blanket, a girl, some raspberry wine. I go back. Watching summer fade to fall, growing up too fast, and I do recall. I go back to the loss of a real good friend in the 16 summers.
Kenny. Kenny Chesney, I go back 98Q. Joel here, the morning show. How you doing? How you doing? All right. It'll be a nice day today. It'll be windy again today, but we'll take 70. Anytime you get into October, I'll take 70, even if it is a little bit windy out there. Always nice. Go out, rustle up those leaves, and let them blow into, check the, what is the direction of the wind? Is it south or north or whatever it is? Just rustle the leaves up, and then all your leaves will blow into your neighbor's yard, and all your neighbor's leaves will blow into your yard, and you'll have a whole bunch of new vegetation next year. But it is a good time to fluff it up, right? But it's been so dry. I mean, typically this time of the year, you go out and, you know, you got some leaves and they're all wet and they're not moving. Everything is so dry. I mean, if you go out in your yard and you typically, if you pick up a leaf and you just crunch it, it just evaporates. We have not had a good rain shower in quite a while, and it's not going to happen here for a while, too. So breezy conditions, I would strongly encourage you to check with your local regulations before you start burning anything, too. Because with the wind and the dry conditions, probably not going to be good. The winner of our Dell's ticket package yesterday was Eddie. Eddie Busta, he was the winner. And our keyword today is ducks. Just one word for the whole day. We know you got things to do. So just text us the word ducks, D-U-C-K-S, some point today through the Civic Media app on your Android or iPhone. And tap 98Q, hit text, put the word ducks in there, and you're good. You're good. You'll be in for the ticket drawing. Now, we got tickets for four attractions. Top Secret and Mount Olympus are both good through the end of the year. Mount Olympus, a lot of, there's some outdoor, but it's a lot of indoor stuff. I've been there. And it's pretty cool. So four passes to Top Secret, that fun little building that's kind of wonky on its side, and that's good to the end of the year. Now, we got tickets for the original Ducks and the Pirates Cove Golf, and that is time-sensitive. From what I was reading online, they stay open through the end of October, typically. So whether or not you use those, still the Dells tickets and the Top Secret Adventure, pretty cool. And again, you can use those through the end of the through the end of 2024. We'll give away another four-pack today, and I think we've got another set of passes tomorrow, a little different look to them tomorrow, but some more as we want to get you out and get you moving and maybe get you down to the Dells for some fun stuff. Are you watching baseball playoffs? Did you watch the Brewers yesterday? That certainly was disappointing to see them get off to a slow start. A lot of runs early, and then it just kind of fizzled out after that for everybody. You had a stretcher of where there was a lot of runs scored. It was 12 runs, 8-4 was the final. And then you had some later parts where it was nothing. I mean, what did they go? Let's see, 9th, 8th, 7th, 6th. Four innings of no runs after that 5 spot put up by the Mets in the 5th inning. And that was a difference. That was a difference. Mets put up, let's see, the Brewers got a couple in the bottom of the first. Mets went up 3-2. Then the Mets went up 8-2. Is that right? 8-4, actually. So anyway, it ended up being 8-4. Only 7 hits in the game for the Mets. And they committed an error. The Brewers had 8 hits. It's got to be a little more timely, of course, with that. Baseball's a crazy sport because, you know, you got to bunch your hits together. If you get a hit or two an inning and then everybody else pops up and strikes out, you know, you got 10, 12 hits, you got nothing to show for it. So the Brewers again today, a little bit later start time on that today. Let's get to the exact pregame for that today. The Mets and Brewers are going to go at 6:30, so right around a 6 o'clock pregame. Elimination game now for the Brewers already. Already, I expressed my opinion about that earlier. You win the division, I don't think you should be subject to a elimination game, the second game of playoffs, but that's what it is this year. The Royals won yesterday. They win. The Padres beat the Braves late last night. And the Mets win, of course, over the Brewers, and the Tigers win over the Astros. Did you follow baseball this year? There were a couple of things that happened this year, monumental things that happened in baseball. Shohei Ohtani put up 50 home runs and 50 stolen bases. Nobody's ever done that before. He's an incredible hitter. Just an amazing hitter. The Mets lost 100, or not the Mets, the White Sox lost, 121 games they lost, breaking the record of the old Mets. Not the most losses and not the worst winning percentage ever. If you do the math on it, there were a couple other teams that actually had winning percentages a little bit worse. But as far as number of games lost in the modern era from 1901 on, the White Sox ended up being the worst team basically ever. One loss-wise, they lost over 20 games at some point. I was looking at, I was interested to see how the ratings were for Major League Baseball playoffs versus the WNBA playoffs, because WNBA has really spiked in popularity this year. And I didn't see any ratings from the first night last night, but one thing is clear. When Caitlin Clark is not playing, the ratings for the WNBA drop about half. People enjoy watching, for whatever reason, her ability. I think her passing skills are even more fun to watch than her ability to hit a three-pointer from anywhere across a half-court line like a Steph Curry. But without Caitlin Clark in the playoffs, it appears as though the WNBA ratings are down about half. Down about half. They're down to the Final Four. Minnesota Lynx are in there. Milwaukee needs to get a WNBA team, I think. And WNBA is fun to follow. I follow the Lynx a little bit. And I enjoy watching the games as the Lynx are still in it. Today is today's Name Your Car Day. Do you name your car? I don't know if I've ever specifically gave my car a name. I say a few things to my car here and there. Once in a while, I'll pull the old, "Oh, come on, Bessie." You know, if it's like the middle of winter and I'm trying to get through a snowdrift, "Come on, old gal," or whatever. I don't know. I don't think I've ever had a specific name. I'm thinking back to all the cars that I've owned in my life, and I've got a lot of them. I had like a 74 Mustang, and I called it a Rustang because it was just rusted everywhere. So I don't know if that, does that count as a name? That doesn't count as a name, does it? The name's got a, car's got to have a name, like, you know, Bill or Susie or whatever it might be. I don't know how people do that because I've never named my car before. So people talking about last night's vice presidential debate, it sounded like it, I did not watch it, but from what I've heard people describe it, it was very civil for the most part, which was nice to see. A little bit of jabbing at the end, but there's got to be some jabbing in there. So it sounded like they were actually, you know, pretty nice to each other. Not any name calling or anything like that. So that was kind of refreshing. If the analysis that I saw from a couple of different places was actually true. Tonight is the beginning of Rosh Hashanah, the celebrating of the Jewish New Year. So that begins tonight. It's Inauguration Day in Mexico today. They have elected a woman president for the first time ever, Claudia Sheinbaum, officially taking office as the country's first woman president. So Mexico and the U.S. could both have their first ever woman president in the same year, which would be a little bit ironic. How about our presidential fact of the day today? We're right on this today. We're not going to let this slide. Here you go.
And now for our presidential fact of the day.
America. Presidential fact of the day today. We are less than 5 weeks away from the election. One common trait made President Ulysses S. Grant, James Garfield, Benjamin Harrison, and Rutherford B. Harris, and Abraham Lincoln unique, all five of those. They were the only five presidents to have a beard. Harrison, who left office in 1893, was the last bearded president. 1893, we have not had a bearded president since then. William Howard Taft, who had a handlebar mustache during his term, from 1909 to 1913, was the last president with any facial hair. It's unlikely to see Donald Trump with a beard or a mustache or anybody, especially all the women, of course, I'm telling you. So I there's got to be something in that. The analytics have to say that people want to see your face. They want to see you. They don't want to see the beard. There has to be something in that because you go over 100 years without even a mustache. I'm starting to think of the current presidents that we've had and what they would have looked like, maybe with a mustache. Let's go back to let's go back before Biden. Obama. No, that one didn't work. George W. Bush, the younger one, that would have worked. I think that would have worked on him. Ronald Reagan, no. George Bush, no. Carter. Maybe. Nixon probably should have worn something, a disguise or something, after it all ended for him. So no facial hair. So you could be the renegade, run for president, and with a long Duck Dynasty beard, that might work. The 9th annual Deck the Rails is back again this year. This is a memorial wreath fundraiser, and proceeds benefit the Park Falls Beautification Committee. So what you do is you purchase a 20-inch memory honor wreath to adorn the Old Abe. It'll be down at Old Abe Memorial Park this year. So order yours by November 11th. Contact Shannon at 744-4700, 715-744-4700. $30 for the wreath to adorn someone in honor of someone in memory of someone that'll be hanging down at Old Abe Memorial Park. Pretty cool. Pretty cool. We got reality radio on the way. Not a whole lot going on. We're going to bring in a couple of seniors from the Butternut Volleyball team and chat with them a little bit. Coach Cindy Pritzel, going to bring a couple of the girls in a little bit after 9 o'clock. We're going to talk about the Phillips Fall Harvest Festival, which is going on this weekend. Big day. Saturday in Phillips. Weather shaping up to be pretty good for that. So maybe make a plan. I had one of those cranberry brats. I think that was last year. Wonderful, wonderful. Maybe make plans to head to Phillips for part of your Saturday for the Phillips Fall Harvest Festival. Twice an hour, we get you updated on what's going on. Our keyword for the Dells extended summer giveaway is ducks. We'll do this today, tomorrow, then we'll be done. Ducks, D-U-C-K-S, ducks. By the way, we will be doing some qualifying for the backyard barbecue starting very soon, maybe as soon as next week. We are doing a backyard barbecue. The actual backyard barbecue may not take place till spring, but we're going to give away a grill, courtesy of the Lanes. So we are doing a backyard barbecue. We're running a little bit late, but summer's running late. So we felt obligated to just kind of go with Mother Nature. So we usually do this in like September, but with the weather we haven't been pressed to really get this done, but we will. Qualifying, I think we'll begin next week via our text to win, so stay tuned for that. But again, today's keyword is ducks, D-U-C-K-S, to be in for the Dells tickets drawing, which will happen late tonight. You got all day today to get that in. Let's get you news and sports. We do it twice an hour. ABC gets us going.
This is a special report from ABC News. Vice presidential debate, I'm Sherry Preston. The pundits with their opinions on how each candidate did in the vice presidential debate last night on CBS. Former Trump White House chief of staff Reince Priebus praised J.D. Vance's performance.
He went head on against this narrative that he's this snarky, unlikable guy. And he talked about the American dream and his life in the beginning and the end. Waltz lied about Tiananmen Square, and he couldn't get his story straight.
And ABC News political contributor Donna Brazile, a former aide to Al Gore, said Tim Walz did well.
For explaining sometime the difficulty of trying to figure out where J.D. Vance and Donald Trump stands on the important issues. Look, the governor had to do one thing tonight, and that was to close the deal with voters. And I think he did that for Kamala Harris.
It was the first and will be the last time the nominees will appear together on the debate stage. The 2024 November 5th election, now a little over a month away. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News, I'm Derek Tritz. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A suspect sits in an Arizona jail, accused of a brutal murder in southeast Wisconsin last weekend. Teresa De Jesus Cruz Rubio's headless body was found in Glendale Friday night. Her son allegedly confessed to investigators that he killed her. Police found him after they spotted her car in Phoenix Saturday morning. Donald Trump in Wisconsin claiming Iran's missile attack on Israel Tuesday would not have happened if he were still president. He blames the Biden-Harris administration.
And now we have them in charge of potentially World War III, and World War III is going to be like no other if it happens because of nuclear weapons and other weapons of mass destruction.
Trump is the first Republican to campaign in Dane County since Bob Dole in 1996. Kamala Harris campaigns in the Fox Valley Thursday. And that's what you need to know. I'm Derek Tritz, and this is Civic Media News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Brume, and here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Saturday, starting at 9 a.m. through to 3 p.m., Phillips is hosting their annual Phillips Fall Harvest Festival. There, you can find local craft and resale vendors, delicious local food, pumpkins, children's bingo, and kids' crafts. You will also find live music, fresh craisins and cranberries for sale, delicious caramel apples, and so much more. Bring the family to town to enjoy this wonderful fall festival. Once again, that is this Saturday from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. over in Phillips for the annual Phillips Fall Harvest Festival. I'm Austin Brume, and this has been local Civic Media News.
The Brewers face elimination tonight. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with Sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. The Brewers will play the Mets today in Game 2 of the best-of-three wildcard round. Yesterday, the Mets defeated the Brewers 8-4, retiring the final 17 batters to take the win. Manager Pat Murphy said the Brewers will need to respond today after not being able to put anything together late in yesterday's game.
This team has responded in all those. Remember, the Dodgers beat the daylights out of us twice. We responded. The Yankees beat the daylights out of us twice. We responded. I think we'll respond.
First pitch is after 6:30 p.m. If the Brewers win, they'll play a decisive Game 3 tomorrow evening. The Green Bay Packers will try to bounce back this week as they play the L.A. Rams on Sunday after losing last weekend to the Minnesota Vikings. Kickoff this Sunday against the Rams is after 3 p.m. on Sunday. The Milwaukee Bucks announced their 2024 training camp roster on Monday. Camp begins tomorrow for the Bucks. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cusco with Civic Media Sports.
Join the fun at the 14th Annual Charity Club 13 Rib Cook-Off this Saturday, October 5th at Burgers Bar and Grill in Phillips. The festivities kick off at 3 p.m. with raffles and more, all to support the Phillips Wrestling Club and the WWIA's Camp Hackett Healing Center. Doors open at 11 a.m. Stop by for complimentary snacks and bring your appetite for delicious ribs. Don't miss out. Burgers Bar and Grill, Highway 13, Phillips, Wisconsin.
Static X Electrical salutes the brave men and women of our armed forces. You can help our soldiers by donating blood. One pint of blood can save up to three lives. Be a silent hero. Get out and donate blood for our soldiers. This message courtesy of Jason Nelson, the family and the staff at Static X Electrical, specializing in residential and commercial electrical contracting. Quality work on time and on budget, and at a competitive price. Call 715-762-1755. Static X Electrical, on the air because they care.
Progressive presents Renters MVP's Most Valuable Possessions. Today's MVP, Emily Neal's 70-inch TV. Because after watching her second-grade students yell at each other for hours, there's nothing Emily enjoys more than watching super-rich housewives also yell at each other. Why? Because those women are not her responsibility. And that's why her TV is today's MVP. Keep your most valuable possessions protected by bundling your renters and auto insurance with Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Sunny and breezy today, and it'll be mild too. Our high 73 this afternoon. The wind southwest at 15 to 25, gusting to near 35 at times. Clear tonight, will drop to 39 tomorrow, partly cloudy 64. On Friday, sunshine with a high of 65. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 42.
98Q Country.
I wonder if Jack and Diane ever made it after the drums and the guitars all faded. Was the best they could do good enough, or did the heartland just swallow them up? How did my mom and my dad ever do it? There were struggles and we never knew it. I guess they had each other and that was enough. You know you can't keep the ground from shaking. No matter how hard you try, you can't keep the sunsets from fading. You gotta treat your life like you're jumping off a rope swing, baby, cause the whole thing's really just a shot in the dark. You gotta love like there's no such thing as a broken heart. You gotta love like there's no such thing as a broken heart. What am I gonna tell my kids when they see all of this that goes down on TV? When the whole world is down on its luck, I gotta make sure they keep their chin up. Cry when it hurts, laugh when it's funny. Chase after the dream, don't chase after the money. And know we got each other, and that's what's up. Cause you can't keep the ground from shaking. No matter how hard you try, you can't keep the sunsets from fading. You gotta treat your life like you're jumping off a rope swing, baby, cause the whole thing's really just a shot in the dark. You gotta love like there's no such thing as a broken heart. You gotta love like there's no such thing as a broken heart. Such thing as a broken heart. Cause you can't keep the ground from shaking. No matter how hard you try, you can't keep the sunsets from fading. You gotta treat your life like you're jumping off a rope swing, baby, cause the whole thing's really just a shot in the dark. You gotta love like there's no such thing as a broken heart. There's no such thing as a broken heart.
It's the country you want.
I'm gonna be your ghost story.
From the
love.
Hey, it's Carrie Underwood.
This is Eric Church.
All day, every day.
98Q Country.
Lock the door and turn the lights down low. And put some music on that's soft and slow. Baby, we ain't got no place to go. I hope you understand. I've been thinking about this all day long. Never felt a feeling quite this strong. I can't believe how much it turns me on. Just to be your man. There's no hurry, don't you worry. We can take our time. Come a little closer, let's go over what I had in mind. Baby, lock the door and turn the lights down low. Put some music on that's soft and slow. Baby, we ain't got no place to go. I hope you understand. I've been thinking about this all day long. Never felt a feeling quite this strong. I can't believe how much it turns me on. Just to be your man. Never love nobody the way that I love you. We're alone now. You don't know how long I've wanted to. Lock the door and turn the lights down low. Put some music on that's soft and slow. Baby, we ain't got no place to go. I hope you understand. I've been thinking about this all day long. Never felt a feeling that was quite this strong. I can't believe how much it turns me on. Just to be your man. I can't believe how much it turns me on. Just to be your man.
Josh Turner, 98Q, are hanging out in the mid-40s for a start to our day. Some of you low-outlying swampy people may be down in the upper 30s. But the nice stretch of weather continues here with temperatures at least in the 60s. Might see a day or so with a high in the 50s, but generally very acceptable. And I'm looking ahead to next Wednesday, like October 9th, 10th, high temp, 70, 72 still. All right. And the chances of rain still just not much. It's not much at all. Congratulations to our grand prize winner in our statewide Civic Media Go for the Green or Gold giveaway. As the club level seats, Kim was the winner of the grand prize. This is a statewide Civic Media contest. And we had a lot of local winners of gold jewelry and cash. I think we had a total of 8 that were right from Phillips, Butternut, Glidden, Park Falls. So it was a fun contest. Thank you to everyone for being a part of it. Stay tuned for more Text to Win contests coming up as we get into the holiday season here. And we've got our Text to Win Wisconsin Dells contest going on right now. Yeah, the extended summer giveaway. Ducks is a key word. You got all day. Some point today, put that Civic Media app on your phone if you haven't already. Hit 98Q Country. Text the word DUCKS, D-U-C-K-S. You'll be in for 4 tickets to attractions like Mount Olympus, Top Secret Attraction, the original Ducks, Pirate Cove, Pirates Cove Golf, all that good stuff. So get that to us. Lena Palooza is going on this weekend, I see. We talked with Binky and Lena about that last week. You can check out their Facebook page if you need any more details and you want to be a part of Lena Palooza and their fall UTV ATV ride, which is going on this weekend. I think Big G is going to be in during Reality Radio today to do another favorite places to eat giveaway with Lena. So stay tuned for information on that. What else? We're less than 5 weeks away from the election. You making your way through the through all the... It's hard to avoid, isn't it? Unless you completely shut off all media, your phone. Don't turn us off. No, don't. What I suggest, here's what we do at home, all right? Here's what we do. If I have the TV on watching a sports game or whatever, and I just, if something comes on and I get that feeling of stress when the ad comes on for whatever political ad it may be, I just mute it. I just mute it, all right? If you want to watch it and listen to it, that's fine. But for me, it's some of them are just too much. They're just too much, and I feel stressed, and I just hit the mute on that. And then when the show comes back on, Everybody Loves Raymond or King of Queens or whatever it is, and then I just unmute. That's do what you got to do to keep yourself sane during this whole stuff. CompleteRainGutter.com. They're staying sane. They've had their mind in the gutter for over 30 years. Well, CompleteRainGutter.com. You can get a quote today, and the rain's going to come. I was talking to somebody yesterday about this. They were involved in snow removal, was their kind of their winter job, and I said, I said you got to be smiling right now, right? And they're like, why? I said, well, it hasn't rained in like a month. Mother Nature catches up. I mean, Mother Nature gave us all that rain in the spring, and now everything's dry. So, is it any more obvious that we're going to get a lot of snow this winter? You know, the temperatures may be mild, so it might melt a little bit here and there. But if I was a gambling man, and I was allowed to, I would certainly go the over on whatever the snowfall amount is for this winter, especially after what happened last winter with no snow. I mean, literally, we never opened the snowmobile trails here in Bryce County last winter. I think it's going to happen, and it's going to happen quite a bit, the precipitation. Right now, we're just enjoying this beautiful fall weather. A little bit breezy today. That wind going to be gusty. Our meteorologist mentioned, I mentioned the average wind speed about 17 or 18, but they're talking wind gust of 30 to 40. So be sure that recycle container and the small dogs are properly leashed today on a windy day. We have Pete with us from Wheelway with a special announcement from the folks down at Wheelway in Fifield. Morning to you, Pete.
Good morning.
I understand that you guys have vehicles left from the big sale that you guys are going to make available here for a while. Yeah, tell us a little bit about that.
Absolutely. We still got some inventory left over from the sale, some nice trucks, some minivans, some cars. We're going to reduce the prices even down even more. And every car that's on the lot, any reasonable offer, we're going to accept your offer.
All right. So they can get on in there. What are the when should they stop on by there, or how can they do that, Pete?
Hey, give us a call. If you can't make it down here, our number is 762-2467. The number again is 762-2467. Or go on our website, wheelwayautoswithans.com. Fill a credit application. Winter's coming up, and everybody's looking for a reliable and roadworthy vehicle. Every car that we sell has got a 1 month, 1,000-mile warranty. We got some nice inventory. They're looking for a new home.
And the service department, too. All right. Pete Wheelway in Fifield. Good news for those looking for a vehicle. Pete, thanks for the
update.
Appreciate it.
Thank you.
You bet. Pete at Wheelway, Fifield, just a couple miles south of Park Falls, right on Highway 13. Stop on down and check it out.
Want your business to thrive in northern Wisconsin? Join the Park Falls Chamber of Commerce today and showcase your business in the 2025 Bryce County Visitor's Guide. With 25,000 copies distributed across resorts, motels, restaurants, and Midwest sports shows, it's a great way to get noticed. Pick up a fall coupon book for $10 and save big with local businesses. Contact the Park Falls Chamber at 715-762-2703. Find them inside the professional building, Highway 13 in Park Falls, Wisconsin.
Shawamigan Home Furnishings has a full showroom with a wide variety of furniture ready to go out the door. Mattresses with two-sided options are available. Over 50 recliners to choose from. Futons, sectionals, sofas, love seats, Amish, and up north style furniture, as well